In order to build your own community, I have three golden R's for you. Rituals, rhythm, and rules. Let's take them one by one. First up, rituals. Rituals are specific experiences that everyone in your community goes through, and that can often mark milestones. If you are building a professional community, this could be celebrating whenever a new member joins. Maybe they sign a community declaration, or they receive a little gift. Maybe everyone meets at a big conference each year. In your personal community or friendship circle, maybe you celebrate your birthdays in a special way, or plan a yearly getaway. We humans bond over shared experiences. By creating rituals, you make sure that everyone in your community shares at least one common moment with each other. To make your rituals even more effective, let's talk about our second golden R, rhythm. So first, a disclaimer. I cannot clap along to a beat to save my life, so maybe I'm the wrong person to speak to you about rhythm. But I do know a thing or two about rhythm in community building. Because here, rhythm just means that certain things happen regularly. This can be an after-work drink every Tuesday with your fellow female entrepreneurs, a monthly book club, or your annual local TEDx event. It just means that on a given day, time, month, you can expect certain things to happen in your community. This gives us a sense of stability and predictability, but it also fosters a feeling of belonging. If certain things happen regularly, and I can count on that, it doesn't matter if I'm the newest or least active member of a community. I can show up and know that I belong. Which is a similar effect that our third R, rules, has. Yes, I know, that does not sound like the most fun part, but let me tell you why it's one of the most important elements. Imagine, you're a guest at a party. You barely know anyone there, but you really want to make new friends. At which party do you feel more comfortable? One where you don't know the house rules? Shoes on or shoes off? Is this a costume party or an after-work networking? Or one where you know exactly what's expected of you, where you can confidently walk in, kick off your shoes, go to the kitchen to grab a drink, because you know your host wants you to feel right at home. That is the power of rules. Every community operates by implicit guidelines on how we behave with each other. By making these rules explicit, everyone feels welcome, no matter if they're new or have been a member for years. Plus, rules structure how we interact with each other in a community, so you can make sure that your community's practices continue to reflect your why. Speaking of why, this, and a lot more, was why I, a natural individualist, chose to become a community builder. But at its core, it's because we now need community more than ever. It's the fabric that binds us together, even in times of crisis. And I hope that today, you leave with the tools to bring more community into your life, whatever that looks like for you. Thank you.